Yeah, Malcolm Blight and David Wildey live from the Greyhounds. Beautiful night here for Tyre Power. Selected Kumho tyres, buy three, get one free. Tyre Power, think safe this January. Get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local Tyre Power. Well, talk about exciting cricketers. Our next guest is one of the most exciting going round. He can bat. He can also bowl those left-arm Chinamen. Plays for the Hurricanes. He started well, but just stalled recently. We can welcome Darcy Short. Darcy, thanks for your time. How are you?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Hurricanes, you got out of the blocks. It's just been a little bit tough the last few weeks. So you're going to need to get on your bike and win the next few matches.
Yeah, we definitely did get out of the blocks pretty well. And then obviously, as tournaments go, you have games where you don't do well. It's just trying to, I guess, get that winning momentum back. Hopefully we can take it into tomorrow's game.
Has it been stop-start? I know it's the same for everyone, but... suddenly Sydney's closed, Brisbane's closed, Melbourne's been closed. Has it been tough in that regard, or you just got to get on with it?
It's always tough when you don't know where you're going next. But, I think it's just something that, especially this year, we've just got to roll with and just take each day as it comes. It's all been changing pretty quickly. It's definitely difficult, but it's just something we've really got to get through this year.
Darcy, you average 40 in BBL. You know what? That's just one of the highest ones I've ever seen. I mean, you know, a lot of guys are in the 20s and 30s, and I know you're open so you get a few opportunities, but your form is enormous. Now, there's a two-part question here. You got an ODI cap, number 177 for Australia. Did anyone in the last 6 or 8 weeks during the Test Series talk about you as an opener for the Australian team and the Test team, mate?
Probably not, no. I'd love to play Test cricket, but obviously haven't done enough in Shield cricket to I guess, put my name up to be playing at that level.
I just wanted, Darcy, your bowling. Your bowling intrigues me. I think you're a way better bowler than maybe you should be bowling more. That's what I'm trying to say. You get wickets when you come on. Left arm... Chinaman's not easy to play if you land them on the spot. Do you spend a lot of time practicing your bowling?
I've spent a lot of time this year, especially with being stuck at home. I had a lot of time. I had pre-season to be able to work on it and break it right down. And just become more confident and just trying to give myself another way of getting into a team and contributing if I don't score runs with the bat. And it's kind of working this year. Hasn't been as good as I'd like, but both of them are I guess something that adds a string to my bow.
Tarsi, you're originally from Darwin. Did you get a chance during the COVID period to at least get home somewhere? Because Darwin was a bit of an open slather, wasn't it? Did you get there?
No, I didn't get to go home. I got to go up and see my parents who live in Kununurra our regional borders were pulled down. But I didn't get to go back to Darwin. I haven't been back for a while now. So it's probably something that I'd like to get back to if we can't, I guess, get overseas or anything like that. But and obviously borders permit, I'll try and get back there.
Yeah, looking at the Hurricanes team, I mean, you've got some stars. I mean, obviously yourself, batting, as David said, beautifully bowl. Ben McDermott and Riley Meredith are two really interesting players to me. He's a thumping hitter of the ball, Ben, and Riley's quick, isn't he? Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of good prospects there, I reckon.
Yeah, there definitely is. They're both playing quite well this year, and I think you see with McDermott, he's gone that one step again, and I just shows a lot more maturity out there when he's batting at the moment. And to me, he just looks really calm in what he's doing, and knows his game and knows how he wants to go about it in the middle. And which is he's fast, but he's also quite accurate at the moment as well, which is a good thing for us. And I guess him bowling that first over really sets the tone for us.
Is he as quick as anyone going around, Darcy Meredith?
He's pretty quick. I won't tell him that. I keep telling him he's not going very fast, but he's quite quick and very skiddy and can let him go when he wants to. yeah, it can be pretty scary facing the net sometimes.
Now, you got the Scorchers, Jai Richardson. He's another quickie and bowling beautifully. You know his game pretty well, so looking forward to that contest?
Yeah, definitely. But just because you know the game doesn't mean that they're not going to get you out or make it any easier. So I have a fair idea about what their plans are going to be, and hopefully I've done the work to I guess, combat that and, I guess, try and get a roll on for myself towards the back of the season and hopefully in the finals with scoring some runs. And,
on your day, you can smack them as far as anyone. Do you prefer the pace on to start with? Because a lot of the teams now like to get the spinner on to try and put you off your game.
Yeah, I guess last year they tried to do that a lot and it didn't really work. But yeah, if it comes to a preference, I'd probably rather to be facing pace a lot more than spin. But I back my game against both at the moment. I've worked hard on both of them, and I feel like I can take down either if I have to or need to.
I'm sure you've heard the conjecture about the Australian Test captain Tim Payne, his wicket keeping, his decision making. How have you seen? I mean, you've obviously played with him and know him pretty well. How do you see that all unfolding?
Yeah, I think it's. I don't know. I think. There's a lot of harsh comments coming out about his captaincy and that. I think he's done a great job to get cricket Australia or the Australian Test team back to where it is. I don't see him not being captain on the next tour or for the next year, but that's my point of view, and I think he's done everything right. It's easy to say your comments when you're not on the field and you're off the. You're off watching it from afar, but yeah, I can't understand why it's coming under so much scrutiny.
Were you surprised though Australia got beaten on India, a terrific side, but they had I think 7 or 8 of their regulars out in the last Test match. Did it surprise you that Australia lost?
Yeah, it did. After the first Test, I thought we were going to be all over them, but to India's credit, they fought back, and the guys that they brought in did well, and showed the maturity of people who've played Test cricket for a while when they're only just debuting. So, I thought Australia were going to win, but to India's credit, they showed us up, I guess, and played some very good cricket.
Well, you keep up the good work, Darcy, but I love your bowling too. Not many guys can bowl that left arm over the Chinaman stuff. So, thanks for your time, and good luck against the Scorchers tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Darcy Short gives the ball an absolute whack.
He's in great, Nick. I think he's a really good player.
I was at the airport last year, the year before, and Darcy Short was putting his bags in. He is short.
Yeah, he is.
Like tiny. Yeah. Yeah, your fingers on these little...
A lot of the great players.
A lot of the good openers, the big hitters, are actually very small, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really agile.
Do you agree about his bowling, though?
Yeah, I do. He puts them on a spot. He's hard to get away.
He generally gets a wicket or two. They've got Matthew Wade back. I think Faulkner's been out for quite a while, too, with an injury, but they need to get a wriggle on. We saw 5 and 6. The Strikers, too, need to win tonight. That game on taking on the Brisbane at the Adelaide Oval.